Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. We're back with 316, Carnage Amongst the Stars. With me tonight, I have a courageous company of terrific troopers, but my name is Jess, I am your GM, my pronouns are she, her, and I like pineapple hot sauce. Don't ask why I'm bringing that up. Real knowers know. With me, I have a bunch of people I already mentioned because I have a good brain and it works all the time forever. And speaking of good brain, we also have Trooper Deck. How are you doing, Deck?
I think that is the most incredible misnomer you could give me. Good brain.
You've got good brain. You got a good head on your shoulders.
My name is Lavender. My pronouns are Fae Fair. I am playing a gangly, paranoid sort of trooper, Corporal Deck. Her pronouns are she, her. And my preferred hot sauce is... There's a green apple one that shows up at our local tailgate sometimes. That's pretty good.
Damn, that sounds funky. Like a good kind of sour.
Yeah, it's great. Alternately, like any garlicky one.
Yeah, fair enough. We also have Corporal Pleather. That's right. Deck is a corporal for now. Pleather is a corporal, definitely for now. How you doing, Pleather?
I'm doing well. My name is Sophie, she, her. I am playing Pleather, she, her, a kind of a short, wiry, kind of punkish corporal with a leather jacket, which is maybe going to be important in this episode, or maybe not. We'll see. I actually don't eat or use hot sauce that much. I guess I like Crystal, but otherwise, yeah.
Fair enough. We also have Corporal 69. How you doing, 69?
Hello, I am Bastion, pronouns she, they. I play Corporal 69, who is just beginning to achieve a modicum of identity by just by the fact that she's survived this long when all of the other members of her religious organization seem to be dropping like flies, or sometimes anyway.
You stop but self-actualizing. You put down that free will, or so help me. I'll tell the lieutenant on you.
Not until I get the cool guns.
That very may well be this session, so there. We'll see.
Then I can die. Well, then I can die.
That's what you're out here to do anyway. Speaking of dying and being dead, that's right, it's Lieutenant Sparky.
Lieutenant Sparky is very much alive.
For now.
My name is Grint. My pronouns are he, him. Sparky's pronouns are he, him. He is a eternally way too young looking, trying to be optimistic, very anxious lieutenant who might be getting promoted very soon and then have a mental breakdown. Who knows?
Oh, we shall see. Your girl is smart all the time, forever, and she totally remembered who died last episode, and she didn't forget to take note of that. Sorry, just doing some quick notation. Right. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Goku and Bubsy all died.
And Valley Girl.
Valley Girl died. Prophet with an F died. Goomba died. Gex is alive. Novella died. Flytrap, I'm sure, is alive. Jugamu, I think, is alive. Peanut died. Diesel died. Ketchup, rest in power. Mm-hmm. Delver, I'm pretty sure, died.
I think Air Fryer died.
Air Fryer definitely died.
Horseshit
died.
Scrunkle
died.
Didn't other prophet also die?
No.
Daddy's
religious boy? Prophet is alive.
Did Daddy's boy die?
Daddy's boy right. did
yes.
die.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No!
and Circumflex died. Yeah.
Yes, but I definitely knew Circumflex died.
Okay.
So I'm just taking a look at who we have left. So that we Bob, Slick, Manhole, Asphalt, Gex, Flytrap, Jugamo, Venus, Prophet, Giddyup, and Cagliari. And that should even out to the other, to the amount. Because 54% casualties means that in 32, 16 would be half. So that would be 17 people dead. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Ramrod. Make sure I'm writing that down. He's still alive. Much to Pleather's chagrin. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I feel like I might have killed too many troopers. Hmm. Oh, wait. I'm not remembering you four.
Ah.
We are very forgettable, so that's understandable.
My bad. Mm-hmm. So let me just make sure I did the math right real quick. More or less. What's the one? Right, that's... I need to kill one of these guys. I think Manhole did die, or Slick.
I don't recall.
Fuck it, Slick died.
No.
Okay. So, why am I figuring this out and taking forever to figure this out? Good question. Let's start with development roles. Where do y'all want to spend your wonderful and glorious development roles tonight?
I mean, I guess Pother's going to try and get promoted.
Okay.
I will also try and get promoted because Sparky's reluctant ascent is...
Wait, didn't we do the
roles
already?
No.
I thought we were, okay.
No, I hold on to them for the beginning of downtime. The actual major mechanical changes, such as levels and upgrading free upgrades on weapons, I do at the end of an episode. But
right, I'm sorry, I keep mixing up levels and ranks.
Yeah,
no worries. So. All right, how about... well, I know what 69 wants to do. She wants to get that gun.
Yeah.
Deck, what does Deck want to do?
I would like to upgrade my power claw.
All right, fair enough. Let me make sure I got the room open. Okay. And let me do a clear roll. Actual play. Alright, the stage is set for y'all to get your development rolls done. So, hit me with a little biggie one-on-one.
Ooh.
Oh, shit!
Oh my god.
He's nearly upgraded KFA.
Yeah, that shit pays off. Pleather's the new sergeant.
Oh, shit.
Sparky's the new captain.
Sparky's the new captain.
I have a nicer power claw.
What the fuck does Captain do?
Gets stuff. Yep. 69, give me that roll. Next time, hopefully. Your gun is on layaway.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So we're gonna hold these in arrears. We're just gonna, this is gonna be something that happens later on today. So Sparky has had an idea.
Yes.
What was Sparky's idea?
As we're, I don't know, assume, you know, as we're flying to the next planet, everyone starts seeing flyers around the Yegg Battalion quarters complex.
Block.
Block. That's probably the word. Announcing the first inaugural horse race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeg Battalion horse race and athletics competition. And there's a kind of badly drawn like sports guy on there holding like a ball and a sword, posing, looking muscular.
It's extremely not a traced picture of Tom Honor.
No. Shut up. No. And you know, it says talk to your commanding officers for more information. Attendance is mandatory.
God. So, you are all Terrans of culture. You know what a horse tournament is. You said horse tournament, right?
I said horse race and athletics competition.
Horse race and halt. You all know what a halt is.
Wait, athletic competition, so it's track?
Oh, wait, yes.
Track.
You got to put a little... put a little spice on that pepper. So
coughing it up.
I never said what my favorite hot sauce was. I like a sweet habanero or like a green chili, like ooh, chili verde.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So you are all Terrans of culture. You know what this entails. Many years ago, back when horses nearly went extinct, there was an alternative to assorted equestrian affairs and tournaments that were established using people instead of horses, and they were basically like team-building exercises and other competitive exercises in order to show off teams going head-to-head within a limited amount of obstacles and other sorts of games and shows of mastery and other displays. So that seems to be what the lieutenant is up to. All 32 of you are going to have a horse competition. Horse race.
We're going to do a horse.
No.
Not what I'm at.
So, for narrative purposes, there is a lottery that is drawn in order to determine team captains. For narrative purposes, you have all won and become team captains. Because, you know, why the hell not? So, we are going to do a draft session. Everybody roll me a D20, because I don't want repeats.
D20. Something draft first joke.
Here we go.
I was trying to get there.
Oh. Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Okay, so I'm going to post a list of all of the troopers that currently aren't dead.
Are we doing this before we get reinforced?
No, this is to... You have been reinforced.
Okay.
This is a team building exercise.
This is a team building exercise. So, brain. Right, I'm writing down all the team names. So we're gonna do this in ascending, descending, basically. First, second, third, fourth, third, second, first, back and forth for this draft. Which means, who's your first pick, Deck?
If this is horses, I feel like I have to take Trooper Giddyup.
All right, fair enough. Who's your pick, Sparky?
excuse me. I will take Trooper Gyro.
It's pronounced Euro.
Oh, it's Euro?
Yes. I'm
so sorry.
Well, don't apologize to me. You go apologize to Trooper Yura.
Yep.
69?
Wildcat.
A cat is not a dog, but it can be a horse. And Pleather.
Ramrod.
I knew that was coming, but it still hit me. All right, who's your second pick?
Stilts.
Stilts. 69.
Cannon.
Sparky.
Bearclaw.
Bearclaw. Deck.
I'll take Gex.
God have mercy on your soul. Your third pick.
Is Hall Monitor still on the table?
Hall Monitor is yours.
Excellent. It'll tell the other horses to stop running.
No. The only thing that could be worse is Trooper Lifeguard. Sparky.
Trooper Aglet.
Aglet. 69.
Trooper Earwax.
Ew. Pleather.
Trooper Trooper.
Keeping it repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth pick, Pleather.
Trying to think. Venus.
Okay, 69.
Asphalt. I think nobody took that?
Nope, nobody's taking Asphalt.
Okay.
Sparky?
Jugamu.
Jugamu. I'm not doing the entire fucking thing.
Jugamu, Jugamu.
I don't think anyone does.
You never figured out why they're called that. Deck.
Is Pompadour still on the table?
Pompadour is yours.
All right.
And your fourth pick. Sorry, your fifth pick.
Looking at who's... I've not been paying full attention as to who specifically is left. I'll take Mushroom if he's up there.
Mushroom. Sparky.
Hi, Winston.
No, that was me accidentally bumping my mic. Cagliari?
Cagliari. 69?
Bob.
Bob.
Wow.
Pleather.
Frog Blast Event Course.
Chicago.
All right. Your 25th or your 6-4 pick, Pleather?
Who is left?
Oh, boy. Let me trim Tarmac. Down. Tarmac is available, yes.
Okay, I'll take Tarmac, yeah.
Wait, there's a Tarmac and Asphalt? Jesus.
They're not the most imaginative folks out there.
No, they're very surface level name ideas.
Okay, Pleather, you were taking Tarmac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. 69.
Cigarette.
God help me if I have done math wrong. Sparky.
I'll take Sing Along.
Sing Along. And Deck.
I'll take Prophet.
She's going to be real unhappy that 69 didn't want her, but fair enough. I may have done math wrong.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Yeah, I'm short one. Well, congrats. Last person gets... Deck. Pick from these remaining three.
I'll take Flytrap.
Flytrap. Sparky.
Genius.
Okay, so that means 69 gets Trooper Manhole.
Right.
And Pleather, you get to make up one more trooper.
Trooper 68.
God damn it.
Okay.
Oh no, your rival.
I'm being further diluted. Great.
Your rival.
Okay. Now that the draft is out of the way, everybody roll. Right, I am not assigning. Sorry, let me. Everybody roll 2d6.
It's a knight of fours for me, apparently.
This is, if you haven't looked at the thing we're doing.
I will explain when we get there. Mm-hmm. Don't save, throw that away.
Are we accumulating horsepower?
Not just yet.
Yeah, we're just horsing around right now.
So, Pleather, your team color is white and white stockings and blade. White. Yeah, white stockings and blaze. Sparky, your team's color is brown with white splotches.
Damn.
Perfectly cromulent horse color.
69, you are white with stars.
Ooh.
And last but not least, deck is tan with stars. All right. Everybody give me a D6 roll.
Wow.
Oh. One, 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 two.
All right. Everybody roll me 4d6. And then there's one last thing I have to do. I don't want to get sued. Okay, and then everybody roll me one last d6. Write this down, because this is going to be important.
Uh-oh.
69. Your team has 2 Gumption, 1 Razzle Dazzle, and 0 Moxie.
You got How much Razzle Dazzle? Sorry.
1 Razzle Dazzle.
Okay, so 2, 1, 0.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got the Draft Horse random result. Pleather.
How appropriate. We just drafted them.
Pleather, you got the Stallion result. You got 2 Gumption, 0 Razzle Dazzle, 1 Moxie. Sparky, you got the Mustang, 1 Gumption, 0 Razzle Dazzle, 2 Moxie.
All right.
And then Deck, you got the Quarter Horse for 1 Gumption, 2 Razzle Dazzle, 0 Moxie.
Okay. I drank all the Moxie.
How dare you? Was it so cold and so refreshing?
It's a Moxie, so it wasn't refreshing.
You don't know. Shut up.
I actually really like Moxie.
Oop, that's not what I wanted to do. Sorry. This is actual play, folks. Sometimes the GM just juggles a whole bunch of shit for no good reason. Because she wants to hide things from the players. Temporarily. Okay. Thankfully, you all named you all got relatively similar naming schemes. Hmm. How does it, while I'm doing this, how does everybody feel about the horse tournament? Don't just let me sit here in silence.
Trooper 6 at Corporal 69 thinks it's an interesting way to pass the time and a pretty good way to not necessarily have to spend time with her steward buddies because they've really disappointed her by not getting her guns ready yet.
Fair. How about Deck, Pleather, and Sparky?
This feels like some kind of exciting ritual.
Horse ritual.
I got the horse ritual. I am fully on board with this.
It's Sparky's idea, so he's very excited.
Perhaps to his detriment.
Pleather is somewhat worried that she's being roped into some kind of Tom Honor LARP that she did against her will, with our knowledge. Dare you. But,
lassoed into it, even.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, you're all basically walking out. Oh, spoilers for the folks at home. There is a game on itch.io called Sports Horse. We are playing Sports Horse for downtime tonight. I have put a little bit of a twist on it. But if you're interested in playing Sports Horse, it's dozens.itch.io/horse, where you too can have a downloadable horse. It's two pages, it's very silly, and it's gonna be a good time for downtime because my wonderful players wanted to do a sports session tonight. So, everybody is coming out to one of the recreations and leisure decks. They have it's a flying fascist space mall. There's an entire deck for recreation and sports and stuff like that. You have managed to rent one of the arenas for this. And people are allowed to come and watch the show, because why the hell not? So, all of the troopers are wearing the exact same uniform, except for when it comes to color. Pleather's team has white with white stockings and blaze, Sparky has brown with white splotches, 69 is white with stars, Dan is tech with stars. But everybody's wearing the exact same outfits. They are wearing hoof-style boots, they are wearing basically form-fitting jumpsuits with a choice of either having regular pants or a skirt. It depends on what the person is they want to wear. Everybody has a tail affixed to their backside, and everybody is basically wearing a headband that gives them horse ears. It is a Japanese gacha game come to life out here in space. And then our wonderful players all get to enter dressed in their captain finery. So everybody, give me a detail. Let's describe what the fuck it is you're wearing.
Wait, so did they just have all of this horse gear lying around somewhere? Or
yes, it's traditional.
Okay.
Look, regular, normal horses of our current modern era have all gone extinct, but we honor their memory.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Sparky's show. It looks like Sparky's going to show up and show off his outfit first. Can I also get a roll from Pleather?
Oh, I didn't roll. I'll start with that.
No worries.
Okay. Sparky leads his team down the... what do you call it? Locker room,
Yeah, you're coming out.
Gate, whatever. Yeah. God, yeah.
This entire, by the way, this entire thing is set to the Offspring's coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah, he leads his team down, out of the locker room. Sparky is wearing a, we'll start from the bottom up. He's wearing, safari adventurer boots, khaki jodhpurs, a torn up, chest open, linen shirt, and a pith helmet.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're just going full bore, two-fisted adventurer, huh?
Yeah.
Did he rip the shirt himself, or was he able to procure it artfully ripped, pre-ripped?
It definitely has been, you know, treated.
Sparky, I need you to look into the reference hole and tell everybody what your team name is.
Oh my god. I have to go look myself. Hell yeah. The banner in the arena announces Sparky's team name, which is Perfect Smoke.
Hell yes, it is. Deck, you're out next.
Deck looks like she raided a Spirit Halloween for this getup. Which, yeah. To be fair, she probably has half the contents of a Spirit Halloween tucked away into her cabin somewhere.
And one probably colonized a dead trooper's dorm room at some point.
Yeah, the problem is we're no longer cleaning out all the dorm rooms since we're higher ranked, so we don't get to keep tabs on that kind of thing. So they just sort of show up.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so she's got, like, kind of the sexy jockey look on. She's got lace-up boots, tight pants. She's also wearing an elaborate ritual goat mask, which is not a horse mask, but she did not own a horse mask. She has a riding crop. She's got jewelry on with, like, bells on it. And it's all black, naturally.
Right, naturally.
Yeah, and her team name is the Wild Filibuster.
That's a good name.
It certainly is. Pleather, you're up next.
Okay. when I was putting the look together, I forgot that this was a thing until Jess reminded me, but it, if you know of the Botswanan heavy metal fans, that's the look I'm going for, basically. Black leather pants, black leather jacket, black leather cowboy hat, lots of spikes and studs on everything. The jacket is still my regular regular jacket. It can just it has retractable spikes that she can deploy for special occasions, like such as this.
Hell yeah.
The ceremonial spikes.
Mm-hmm.
What is your team name?
It is Handsome Tropic.
Handsome Tropic. And last but not least, but also probably doing this completely begrudgingly, it's Trooper 69 leading her team.
Trooper 69 has somehow gotten together what looks kind of like a... Do we have formal uniforms?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, except it includes a wimple and a a bullet cartridge tiara.
Mm-hmm.
I guess picture the Punisher as a handmaiden.
Okay. Wow.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. What is your team name, 69?
My team name is Perfect... No, I'm sorry. My Favorite Hope.
Mm-hmm. Your team is Team My Favorite Hope.
Yes, which is that this will be over first.
For what it's worth...
That's her opinion. Her opinion, not mine.
No, yeah, I understand. for what it's worth, the troopers are a mix of, like, here to have a good time, totally not here for it, or just, like, weirdly into it. It's a whole... it's a whole spectrum of emotion that's currently going on right now.
We are learning things about our fellow troopers by their responses to this.
Mm-hmm. So here's how this is gonna work. And this is me bending the rules a little bit, but we're also playing a game within a game, so why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Right, so in order to not be shamed by the rest of your fellow TEF troopers, you must compete and succeed in one of the three main sports, in a razzle dazzle sport, a gumption sport, or a moxie sport. You must compete, you must succeed, and that way you have all three and you have a official, you know, I tried sticker. I don't want to be too mean and be like, nobody gets, there's a chance that somebody gets nothing, but I will say there will be an award for, my brain's getting ahead of myself. I'm glad I posted this ahead of time so you all know. How Sports Horse works is you are literally gambling the spirit of your horse against a dice pool that is assembled to see whether or not a horse will be able to do a certain task within a certain skill set. So, whoever has the most successes in all of these fields wins. Whoever has the most spirit wins. You both get a you both get a success prize out of that. Whoever has the most successes across the sports and the highest spirit wins a special double prize. As long as you compete and as long as you do the bare minimum, you also get a medal that is added to your medal collection. It will be a medal of a horse. So, do I have any questions or would you like any further clarification?
No.
I believe I follow.
Yeah, no. So it's just a medal. It's not another advancement role or anything like that.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I have some ideas figured out, but...
Okay.
It depends
on... You can't win a prize if you don't compete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Hey, listen, you made it mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You as in Sparky, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm making it double mandatory. So... I guess we'll just roll a D10 and we'll just figure out who... Everybody roll a D10 and we'll figure out who's going in what order. Oh, no.
Three.
Oh, God damn it.
Why does this keep happening?
Hey. Jesus, what?
All right, well, Pleather's going first.
Just pick, yeah.
Everybody else roll off. That's not Pleather.
Should have us roll a D100.
I really should.
Okay.
So in team order, we have Pleather, then we have Sparky, then we have Deck, and then for some reason 69 is going last.
Of course.
Again. So you have a pool of 9 spirit dice. Or I guess horse spirit. You have a pool of 9. Each horse sport has an associated horse quality. To compete in a horse sport, you will assemble a horse sport dice pool, and you always start with 1 dice. And you add the quality modifier depending, and then you add as many spirit dice as you want to add. You want to roll and look for ones, and if you succeed, you get 1 more spirit. But if you fail, you lose all of the dice that you gambled. So, a little inside baseball. Statistically speaking, you will roll a 6 on 1d6.
Wait, we're looking for ones or sixes?
You're looking for ones. And I had a complete and total brain fart. Statistically speaking, you will roll a 6 on a 1d6 in a pool of 6 dice. Probability claims that's how it goes. However, probability does not owe you shit. 6 dice is, generally speaking, the quote-unquote safe amount of dice to throw at it. But that very well may not be the case. And don't forget, if you run out of spirit, you are eliminated from the competition. So, with all that in mind, you are standing, you are all just basically standing around on the competition field. Everybody's giving each other the stink eye, more or less, except for probably the team captains. You all are doing the best that you can and feeling however it is you choose to feel. Pleather, where would you like to compete first?
Let's see here. Well, let's let's do a gumption sport. Let's do basket duck.
Alright. For folks at home who don't know the great sport of basket duck, it is played with a live duck in a basket. The first well, in this case, because it's not necessarily against each other, it's kind of like competing on mini games to see who can compete them or do them the fastest. Pleather's team has a minimum amount of time in order to deliver the duck back to their home ranch. So let's see if they got the juice to pull it off. So, you are rolling one dice plus gumption. Mm-hmm. How many more dice do you want to wager?
I'm going to do one more die, so it'll be four die total.
All right, roll your four dice. Roll 4d6.
One.
Oh, okay. Pleather goes up to one, and that is one success.
Easy every time.
Folks who are not Jess, because I want to keep you engaged in the game, tell me what this looks like.
I'm still having a difficult time picturing this sport.
So there's a duck in a basket.
Pleather and Ramrod are absolutely terrifying. They're really intense about it.
Yeah.
I imagine like the sport is that you have to like catch the duck and then carry the duck, but also it's a quote unquote duck. It is a sports grade duck.
Yeah.
So a sports grade duck is gonna know how to get out of like a hold.
A lab grown super duck made for this.
Yeah, most certainly is. So yeah, fair enough. I would assume Ramrod and Pleather would probably just immediately team up and immediately start chafing against each other's presence and utilize that in order to catch that duck and hustle that duck. Sparky.
Yes.
Where do you want to compete?
I think team Perfect Smoke, and I want to check my stats. There we go. We are going to start with a Moxie sport. We will do rhyming and riddling.
Okay, you're on that fucking Smeagol shit, huh? Okay. One dice plus Moxie, and how many more do you want to wager?
Let's see, that's three. I will wager two more, so five total.
The gentleman, six.
Yep. Nope.
All right, everybody else, how does Sparky lose two dice?
Fucking dog shit riddles.
Well, so in the rhyming portion, they Sparky's team immediately starts the first line, ending it with orange.
No! Fucking Jugamu.
Yeah, that's
You're supposed to be good at wordplay and stuff.
Well, the thing is, Yugumu is good at wordplay, but it's the full thing.
Oh, terrible.
And they lose everybody. And then also sing-along is like trying to steal the scene a little.
Again, an argument. Oh, God. Okay. I know Jugumu is a thing. This is a little bit of a tangent. Mm-hmm. I know that's like a famous, I think it's a Rakugo bit.
Yeah, Rakugo.
It's a famous Rakugo bit. I did not initially know that one. I knew another one from when I was a kid, where it was a melodic like retelling sort of thing, where the joke is, you know, the kid has too long of a name. Mm. It turns out that was invented by a white woman, and it's deeply racist.
Oh, you know, I probably know the same one.
Yeah.
Is that the one that sort of starts like Ricky Tikki Tavi or something?
Yes. Sort of, yes.
But yeah. It's not related to that? Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out that Jugumu like predates that like substantially.
Yeah.
And that one was just like a racist woman made up a racist one.
Sure is.
Anyway.
Go white women, I guess.
Stop. I mean, between her and the person who made, you know, we don't need to discuss this anyway. So Sparky's immediate first showing has devolved into troopers arguing about riddles and showmanship.
Nobody can figure out what walks on four legs at morning and two legs in the afternoon and three legs in the evening. It's impossible.
Yeah, we killed it already.
Sounds like an alien we killed, probably. I don't know.
And Genius is like, my freaking ex-wife.
Hoofa. Oh, I found an image of the duck from the duck dunking. Basket ducking.
Hell yeah.
Duck basket.
Speaking of duck basket, that's right. Deck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is a chungus duck.
Why?
This is a still from a Daffy Duck cartoon with an extremely chungus duck.
What a thing to click over to. I'm going to take a Razzle Dazzle sport.
Oh.
We're going to do the lemon sticking.
Ooh, you're going to do the lemon stick.
Yeah.
All right, well, for that one, they don't do it for some of the other sports. Actually, no, fuck it. In addition to having hoof boots, everybody has hoof gloves. Let's up the content.
Oh, God.
Challenge.
So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of holding the, what's it called? They have to figure out how to hold the jousting instruments with to stick lemons with. So that is one plus your razzle dazzle.
My razzle dazzle is plus two.
How many are you gambling?
You know what? I'm just going to try and secure this. I'm going to do the three right out of the gate.
Ooh, a bold play.
Let me make a note of my current spirit over here.
I am tracking it as well.
I have misspelled it. I wrote. I have a success.
Ooh, very nice. How does it go, everybody? You can just make up whatever the fuck you want the other troopers to do. If you want to give them characterization via Cuntios, it's not like they're going to survive the next mission.
I'm going to say that a lot of their initial efforts to spear the thing while running past it don't work, but they manage to knock it up into the air, and someone charging behind them manages to get it in midair, and that is considered razzle-dazzle-y enough.
Oh, man, the traditional lemon hoof punt.
Ear juglet, like Dante.
Yeah, you don't see many people pulling that off these days. It's a tricky thing in order to do. It's a testament of Deck's capability to pull off the lemon. What?
Incredibly stylish.
Yes. And to be able to pull off the lemon hoof punt.
Mine's changed my name. Real quick, so I get a spirit, I get one horse spirit dice. Do I get those other dice back?
Yes, yep. You don't lose okay. them. So right, you are, so you are at 10. Spirit 10, yes. 69.
10 spirits.
I'm going to get my worst out of the way and do a Moxie Sport.
Ooh, respectable.
And I am going to wager... I'll put down 4 spirit, so that'll be 5 dice.
All right, which competition event are you doing?
Horse gammon.
It's like backgammon, but for horses, and played by a bunch of people with hooves on their hands and feet.
I don't think I've ever actually played backgammon.
You could not make me tell you how to play backgammon with a gun to my head.
Oh, fuck. No, of course not.
So you put 4 up for bid?
Yes.
Oof. 69 is down to 5. How does horse gammon go for the fine folks of team...
My favorite hope.
My favorite hope.
They set the board up backwards, so it's actually front gammon.
Oh, no.
A classic beginner mistake.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's back to Pleather.
Okay. let's see here. Let's do social etiquettes.
Yeah, Pleather's great at social etiquette, mm-hmm. So must be okay. All the other horses.
And I'm going to bet 2 die on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 4 dice, not d6, not d10. Nope.
So, folks, how does Pleather's attempt at having the horses do social etiquette go?
They accidentally set up a debate club.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You gamble too, right, Pleather?
Yes.
The Model UN.
In conclusion, being a horse is a land of contrasts. All right, well, you tried. Now it's Sparky's turn to try.
Yep. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time remembering 3 different numbers and how much of them I have.
Did you write them down?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I just keep having to go and look at them instead of remembering 3 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go try... We'll try and get our bad one out of the way. We're going for Razzle Dazzle. It's going to be Chariot Racing.
Yep. Quote-unquote horse chariot racing.
Mm-hmm.
For the folks at home, it's chariot racing.
Chariot racing with people instead of horses.
Mm-hmm. Pulling a 2-wheeled cart. All right. How many do you want to gamble, Sparky?
Oh, boy. Well, I start with 1. I don't have any Razzle Dazzle. Go with 3. I'll roll 4 dice.
You could.
I will. I did.
You did.
I did it.
Hell yeah. How does Team Perfect Smoke pull off the chariot race?
Do you remember that one of the Olympics where like it was the finals like a ice skating like race? I don't know what you call it.
Oh,
and it was... Yeah, speed skating us, and it was like 3 like really like top level guys, and then the Australian guy who kind of got in because the previous round he got disqualified, and then or the previous round like the top guy got disqualified or something, so he got in. And so like at the very end, the 3 top guys crashed, and the Australian guy was the only one still on his feet, so he won the championship. Yeah. Anyway, that's what happens here.
Hmm. Except it's just Sparky's crew trying to pull the chariot. Okay, well, I guess everybody wipes out except for Trooper Aglet. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that Aglet is actually just really good at running fast in hoof heels.
Yeah.
And their purpose is sinister.
Yes. And he does a hell of a job bringing it home and ensuring that you get across the finish line. You get the win there. Well done, Team Perfect Smoke.
Hell yeah.
It's time for our current spirit leader to see if they can maintain it. Wild Filibuster, what's your next move?
I'm going to get the bad one out of the way. We're doing the Moxie one.
Okay.
I think the last Moxie one is the high dive and swimming.
For the folks at home, they do in fact still have to wear the hooves on their hands and feet for the high dive and swimming.
Must make climbing up to the diving board really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the first half of the challenge.
Yep.
Excuse me. So I have one default dice, the horse gift dice.
Mm-hmm.
I have no bonus dice. I'm going to put down... We'll put down three.
Okay, a modest gamble.
It paid off. I've rolled a one.
Okay, how does Wild Filibuster do, folks?
I don't know. What does success there even look like?
Which event was this?
High dive.
High dive.
Is this just like successfully diving into a thimble of water like it's fucking Looney Tunes?
It is now.
Damn.
I mean, a horse diving. There's also synchronized swimming. True. It could be synchronized swimming.
Do a real cool routine.
Diving into a synchronized swimming?
Yeah.
I guess a better question is, what is the song for your synchronized swimming routine? Deck doesn't get to pick. Y'all get to pick.
Shit.
Seabat. Whatever it is.
Fuck off. We can't just pick.
Yes, C-Bat, I can.
So, okay, fine.
No, but somehow it works here, right? Like, you know, the combination of the song and the... It's the chocolate and peanut butter of a bad song and synchronized swimming, right? You know, it just comes together and everything clicks.
I guess I could see Syriac doing a video of a bunch of horses swimming to Seabat.
Listen, over the generations, it's become a national anthem of sorts. It's sure. A classic of old Earth.
That is a truly cursed nation.
Sure.
Yeah, this is why we all left.
Yes, this is why you all left to go on the Space Genocide Crusade. Because classical music was Seabat. Honestly, it would probably make me leave too. 69.
I'm gonna try Razzle Dazzle, I guess. Close the tab that had the
I can tell you what they are.
Yeah, what are the options again?
Ring jousting, lemon sticking, chariot racing, or ballroom dancing.
Right, ballroom dancing. Fuck it. And can I bet all my spirit?
Yes.
Okay then. I'm rolling seven die. If I don't get it, then I'm just gonna be really sad. Oh, thank fucking God.
Probability doesn't owe you shit, except in this case, you managed to pull a win.
It owed me for the last roll, okay?
That's not true.
It owed you four threes, apparently.
Mm.
All right, you are back up to Spirit 6.
Yay.
All right, folks, what is the ballroom dancing that they dance to? How does it look?
I feel like it's slime dancing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong considering 69's heritage and upbringing.
Doing some fun, like, oh my god, my throat is getting raw apparently. Mm-hmm. not
hydrate.
Scratchy. Yeah, I have
you got to get your golem juice.
Yep. Yeah, they do some nice, like, directed dances.
All right.
Classic dance night stuff.
Like, when he's... Okay, line dancing, as in it's, like, coordinated by a line dancer, and 69 is the one doing the coordinating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to lie. I think it would probably just be, like, the far future equivalent of, like, Achy Breaky Heart. So...
Oh, my God.
Hey, you got a success. It's not nothing.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Speaking of people everybody loves, Pleather.
Okay. I'm going to do ring jousting, and I'm going to do a big old five die.
Ooh.
We're going to do six die total. Let's see. Hey, that's a success.
Hell yes, Pleather. So ring jousting for the folks at home, the horses must carry their riders so they can spear and capture a ring with their jousting instruments, which in this case literally means that they are carrying Pleather holding a spear. So how does it go? And I have a feeling I know who the horse carrying Pleather is, and his name begins with an R.
Is it Rambo?
Yes, it's Trooper Rambo, who has been off screen the entire time. Standing behind the black part of the shot.
I think that they actually get a three-horse stack going.
Dear God.
Horse on horse on horse.
Never has Pleather looked more majestic.
It's very uncomfortable to look at. It does not look fun, but it is very impressive.
Being able to pull off the vaulted Troll Chevaux, it doesn't have to feel good. It just has to look proper and be in time with everything else. And honestly, it's a testament to Pleather's capabilities as a leader that she has managed to get them to just pull it off. And do so in style. Congratulations, Pleather. You've got another point in the mix. You are one event away from getting a bare minimum medal out of this. So, Sparky.
It's time for some gumption sport. We're going to play the classic sport of horseball.
Which is similar to basket duck, but the ball is a ball instead of a duck, and it must be passed through large vertical hoops in order to score. And it's legally distinct from other sports.
Yeah. Because it's played by horses.
It's played by horses.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I have one gumption to start with. So it's two dice. I will wager... three more dice.
Mm-hmm.
Five dice total. Here goes. Yeah! Yeah! Woo!
Alright, so that is a gumption win for Sparky.
Horseball.
How does the team look at horseball?
Cagliari puts down a sweet dunk that breaks the backboard. Which, in horseball, it turns out how you win.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is how you win at horseball. Hey, well done, Sparky. That's a good way to show it how it's done. Corporal Deck with Wild Filibuster. Leading the pack with 11 spirits. You just need one more success the field of gumption. If you want to claim the bare minimum and say that you are a good sport.
I would love to get a success in gumption. And I am going to wager 5 spirit at running and jumping.
What's better than this? Just fucking running and jumping as a horse.
Yeah. Pure sweet science.
Madden, Madden, Madden. Football, football, football.
I.
5 dice, in addition to my 1 Moxie and my gift dice. two ones on the board.
Hell yeah.
We're very runningest and very jumpingest.
Hell yeah. Folks, tell me how it looks. How majestic is it? How does it look in slow motion?
Whoever wrote Chariots of Fire is rolling in the grave. Mm-hmm. No, what's the name? Is that the name of the song or just the movie? What's the?
I think it's just the theme from Chariots of Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wish they had seen this before they wrote the song.
If they knew what it would have been used for, they never would have put pen to paper.
Considering how the movie Chariots of Fire really is about literally Olympic marathon running.
Yeah, so it's about people horses.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, this is what horses wish they could be.
True. At least they can't anymore. RIP horses.
RIP.
All right, 69. One last event before we go into a break.
Yeah, so that's Gumption left. And yeah, I'm just going to roll everything again. So that's 9 dice?
You have 6 dice. It's 1 for the horse dice. And then I have 2
Gumption.
Yeah, okay. What game
I love this strategy.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays out. What are you playing?
Yeah!
It does. I will choose... I don't know why I rolled first. Jesus Christ. What are my options again?
That's Gumption.
It is Gumption. Basket duck, polo, horseball, and running and jumping.
Running and jumping. Just like fucking... You ever seen one of the... Oh, no. I can't pick what it looks like. But I tell you what I imagine it looks like if you've ever seen that professional tag game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the like parkour tag.
Yeah.
That's 2 Chariots of Fire sequels greenlit right here at the Horse Games. Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's a lot more backflips in the sequel to Chariots of Fire than the first movie.
2 Chariots, 2 Fire.
Yeah.
It's about family.
Back to the fire.
I live my life one Summer Olympics at a time.
Every 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's not honestly
aging
the worst.
Very slowly.
It's not honestly the worst way to live your life. Every 4 years at a time. A lot changes in 4 years. Okay, so where we are at the break. Handsome Tropic with Spirit 8. A win in Razzle Dazzle and a win in Gumption. Perfect Smoke with a Spirit of 8. With a win in Razzle Dazzle and a win in Gumption. Wild Filibuster, Spirit 11. Razzle Dazzle 1. Moxie 1. Gumption 1. And pulling up the rear, we have My Favorite Hope with Spirit 7. And a win in Razzle Dazzle and Gumption. In game, we're going to take a quick break. So that the horses can just rehydrate, re-up, and get prepared for the competition to continue as long as it needs to. You know, the captains are allowed to sit down and discuss strategy / smack talk each other.
Do I have... I took 3 events. Is that 11 dice or 12 dice?
I have you...
I think I'm
Oh, you're
9.
Right, 12.
I think I'm at 9 spirit instead of 8.
Oh, yeah.
At least by my tracking, but
I am willing to believe you.
Okay. I also think I'm at 9, but
yeah, Sparky has Team Perfect Smoke together. It says, "Great showing, everyone. We're really keeping up. We're still in contention for this thing." I'm so glad that you're all bringing, you're all out there. Really good stuff.
And Trooper Sing-Along is like, okay, look. Slant rhymes, Lieutenant, are perfectly acceptable. We just got to get the rest of the team on board and the judges on board as well.
If it comes to rhyme and riddling again, then we can try it again, but they didn't look very happy about it.
And then Trooper Bearclaw raises a hand.
Yes.
How obscene do the limericks have to be, sir?
I think there's some leeway as long as they're clever.
Oh. Okay, I need everybody else to, like, gather around me. I need to figure out another rhyme for punt.
Hunt?
Shit. Perfect. Okay, I can work with that.
Anyway, right. Sparky waves to the other captains. Hello. That's all.
Sparky's having fun. Is like Sparky smiling and waving?
Yeah, he's having a great time.
Good for him. Good for Sparky.
Everyone's having a great time. This is great. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad's happened.
Nothing bad nor humiliating has happened. Nobody's secretly mad at Sparky.
Nope.
Deck, Pleather, 69, how's it going at the break?
Do we get to stop for snacks?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're stopping for snacks and hydration.
What? Okay.
Were you just gonna push the horses?
I mean, maybe.
Okay. Well, you can tell. Do you want to
tell?
In some of these
events, we're gonna end up pushing each other around anyway.
Okay. True. But like, I'm saying, do you want to push the horses beyond like their acceptable limits by depriving them of, like, breaks and hydration? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be that funny. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just kind of taking, well, in 69's case, it's taking stock of where they fucked up and trying to figure out how to not do that again, and she's getting increasingly frustrated that they only managed to pull it off in the last event where they felt pretty guaranteed to do well because she realizes that she picked a bunch of meatheads.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying out their social graces right now, but it's a lot of, like, shoving and calling each other an asshole.
Hmm.
You are particularly having to get in between, you know, Cigarette and Cannon, who are just, like, taunting each other.
I feel like everyone has forgotten that Trooper Bob is there.
Yeah, Trooper Bob is also there. You look over at him, he's just, like, figuring out how to peel sunflower seeds with hooves on his hands. He is managing somehow.
Wait, we don't let them take the gloves off during the break?
No. Why would you?
Sure, that tricks. Wait, gotta keep them in character. It's method acting.
Yeah. They get snacks, they get water, the hooves stay on. That's how sports works. How about the other two team captains?
I am politely kind of trying to gas people up. I am adjusting the formation a little for feng shui reasons, understandable only to Deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because you've got a whole bunch of people, like, who are just, like, sassy and just, like, want to move around. Like, you were having a hell of time wrangling Gex. Gex doesn't want to stand still. Gex wants to run around and jump.
He's doing the fucking long tail jump, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really, but...
Yeah, he doesn't have... Mm-hmm. He may have a tail on the uniform, I don't know.
No, they have tails on the uniforms.
All right.
Everybody's got a horse tail, except for our illustrious and beautiful captains. How's Team Pleather doing?
Pleather is adjusting team, and she's saying, like, all right, listen up, maggots. We're hanging in there by skin our teeth, but if we want to succeed here, I need everyone to give it 300%. Looking at you in particular, Ramrod, you nearly dropped our 3-stack during the ring jousting, and so I need you to get your ass into gear. Is that clear?
Oh, he's giving you a look. Yes, team captain, I understand. I would also like to state that you went against my suggestion of putting me in the middle of the 3-stack as opposed to on the bottom of the 3-stack.
Sorry, I did not hear everything after team captain. It just sounded like a lot of kind of annoying whining. So you'll have to keep that to yourself for the time being.
Yeah, if looks could kill, he would be fragging you right now, absolutely. Okay, so let's bring it back. Team Wild Filibuster, you technically qualified it as dropout if you don't want to continue to compete. You have successfully gotten a win in every single category. Everybody else is down a win. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go back to Handsome Tropic. Actually, no. We took a break. We're going to reverse the order. Favorite Hope, you're getting back in it. So what event do you want to compete in 69?
So we have to do the three over again?
Well, you haven't successfully completed one in every of the events.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Okay, I guess I'll try Moxie again.
Wait, we've seen all of these so far, so I'll just do Riddly and Rhyming.
I mean, yeah, you've seen them, but like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's 0 dice added. I have 1. I'll wager 5, and I'll probably... I hope the probability is on my side here. And it's not.
Oof.
Of course.
Probability does not owe you anything.
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Fucking doesn't.
All right, folks. How does Riddling and Rhyming for Team My Favorite Hope look?
Oh, no.
Who's in that team? I gotta look at this.
Wildcat, team. Cannon, Earwax, Asphalt, Bob, Cigarette, Manhole.
Well, they start off with what is black and white, has 2 feet, and is a penguin. And then
they're red. Not very good. Yeah. Then they go, what's black and white and red all over? And they say a penguin again. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's James Bond at the end of the Daniel Craig series.
Those historical dramas?
They're documentaries, and you know it.
Isn't that the Gex spinoff? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say his name. He's not on this team.
Do not speak him. Do not speak him into this world.
Yeah, okay. They're not bringing their A game when it comes to the riddles, unfortunately. Sorry, Trooper 69.
Turns out riddles is the hardest event.
Riddles is the hardest event. Considering how, historically speaking, Bilbo was like, what's in my pocket?
Yeah, he cheated.
Total scrub move.
Truly cheated.
Yeah. All right, Deck. Team Wild Filibuster, do you want to keep going or do you want to bow out? You are leading in spirit.
I have a handsome spirit lead, if memory serves.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I spent all that time during the break trying to organize these people. I'm not letting that go to sweat. We're going to keep going.
Oh. Fortune does indeed fare for the bold. Where are you going to go?
It is ballroom dancing time. We're doing a razzle dazzle.
Hell yes. How many do you want to wager?
I am putting 3 dice down for the wager.
Mm-hmm.
I am forgetting how to count as I look at Roll Dice with Friends. That is 6. Okay. I have botched it.
All right, what are they ballroom dancing to, and how badly does it go, everyone else?
Temporary secretary.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's miserable. Oh, no. It's bad. Just imagine it.
Oh, no.
The bet worked. We went in over our heads with temporary secretary.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of space fascists dressed like pony, just for pony play. Just dancing to temporary secretary. Okay. You know what? If there was ever a safe time in order to just fuck up, having a secure in every single one is a safe time.
Yeah.
That unfortunately brings you back down to 9. Which ties you with everybody else who was in 69.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky. Team Perfect Smoke.
We gotta get that Moxie win. And we're going back to Riddles.
Going back to Riddles.
I have confidence in my team. We've workshopped. We've brainstormed. Everyone's had some time in orange slices. We're ready. We're gonna do this thing.
You're really gonna have to wash the orange slices off of the hooves.
Yeah, it's a little sticky. Okay, so base 1, I get plus 2, and then, oh man, I am going to... I'm going to wager... Oh god. I want to succeed. I'll wager 3 for that even 6. Oh, okay. We got there.
All right, this was rhyming and riddling, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. How does the rhyming and riddling go?
Well, I think everybody got their act together after the first time. The slanted rhymes worked out.
We're all just relieved that it wasn't a bunch of Tom Honor references.
And a surprisingly tasteful, innuendo-laden limerick where they rhymed punt with hunt. Alright, Sparky is currently in the lead for spirit, but tied with Deck for successes. Well done, Sparky. Team Handsome Tropic.
Pleather read Horse Gammon and said, hell yeah, I love The Legend of Zelda.
So okay!
Terrible.
So, so I get one free die, one die from Moxie. I'm going to bet 6 die, so 8 die total. That's a success.
Yeah, okay. I don't know the rules for backgammon. Does anybody else know the rules for backgammon?
Wish I did. I did it once.
The hell is backed out of that gammon.
Yeah, you got like little circles. You got to get them on the board, and then it's one end, and then
you roll dice and move them.
Yeah,
and you like stack them up, but you can only stack so many, and that so you need to like position them correctly.
The success here is that they look like they're doing well enough that everybody else in the room is like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it looks like horse gammon.
Fair enough. Well done, Pleather. You are now tied with Sparky for first. Speaking of, it's not Sparky's turn. 69. Two spirit, one razzle dazzle, one gumption. No Moxie wins.
Well, no razzle dazzle wins either, right?
No, you got a razzle dazzle win.
I thought I had the gum. I did?
I thought you got yours for ballroom dancing.
Deck got ballroom dancing,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 69 got ballroom dancing. That's right. Yeah. Because deck did not get ballroom dancing.
Right. Okay. Well, I will try. No, I'm just going to do Gumption because I need another guy
and I'll bet all two spirit, so that's only five dice, and I'll try basket duck.
All right, play some basket duck.
Oh, thank God. I have a whole three spirit now.
You do. You are also technically tied for successes across the board. Because you have a total of three. But then again, everybody else is a total three right now. It's mostly just coming down to where spirit is. So,
yep.
Up next, Deck with Team Wild Filibuster.
All right. I've got everything covered, so I can just pick whichever one looks interesting.
True. You cannot repeat successes, by the way.
All right, so I cannot do...
You can do of the stat, but you cannot do the specific event again.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense. I was going to say, like, why did I even have the option of doing dumpship again?
I think we are going to try our hand at chariot racing.
Okay, let's see if arranging yourselves just so to pull the chariot will pay off.
I am going to put down two spirits, which will bring me to seven if I botch this. And that's five. I have a success.
Ooh, okay. So you're currently tied at the others on spirit, but you now have the overall edge in wins. Things are starting to heat up in the horse sports community. This was a razzle dazzle, so add one to your razzle dazzle. Okay, Sparky. I think at this point in the competition, it's less that you're all kind of just like fucking around and feeling things out. And people are starting to just like feel like, oh, we're actually like competing with each other.
Yeah.
The captains are starting to get intense.
We're going to remember this the next time we're in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just got a text message from a friend who has a flat tire.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, we could send a bunch of horses to help pull his car.
Yeah, I don't know if that would help.
That's true. We would have to go
so
back
I,
to Tara.
I will have to go help them. But I will make this roll, and then I probably have to go.
Gotcha.
Oh my god, brain. Okay. We're gonna risk it for the biscuit because I have this current circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do more Moxie, because that's my really good one. And we're gonna go with the most classic of horse sports, polo.
That's true. Nobody's played polo yet.
No one has played polo. And yeah, sorry. I do need to go.
Yeah, no worries. Let's just see how this goes.
But then. I think I'm obligated to wager all my dice.
All right. Well, statistically speaking,
so that's probably succeed. One, but two, also... three, plus 10. So 13.
Here's
eight. Nope. I need five more. I didn't get a one in eight dice. Oh my god.
Okay.
One out of 13 dice.
You still got one.
Yep. Excuse me. Oh,
Jesus.
God,
all right. That was gumption, so you raise your gumption up by one. Sparky's pretty far ahead now. He's not.
Up.
Yeah, he's tied for events. I guess we'll just do Pleather, and then we'll see if Pleather is able to pull it off.
Okay.
See if Pleather is able to upset these things particularly well.
I'm gonna do running and jumping.
I'll do all my dice too. So that'll be 13 die for me as well.
The most majestic of running and jumping.
Okay, well, I got a one. I got to roll the rest.
Fair enough. Okay, Gumption. All right, well, technically speaking, Pleather and Sparky both succeed. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. Pleather and Sparky both tie for spirit and also for wins. But, no. Deck has... We have a three-way tie for wins. And a two-way tie for spirit. We may just have to put this on hold and figure out how it shakes out another time. Or we could just jump back to reality and just do a quick NFA check. No, that's not fair.
I think we should do an FA check because we're fighting to win.
That's true, we are fighting to win. All right, well, unfortunately, 69, you did try. You're not getting a medal, though. We're going to have to call game on account of, in universe, this game is going to have to get called on the fact that Pleather and Sparky have to go get promoted. You now have Sergeant Pleather and Captain Sparky.
Jesus wept. He's going to get way too hype about that.
Also, Deck.
Yeah.
You didn't take any actions that would secure that you don't get demoted.
Yeah, I looked into that. It looked like a player character has to nominate me for that.
That's true.
Feels like screwing me over.
I'm not going to.
Not particularly tempted.
I guess it all just comes down to Pleather.
No, I'm a good. I'm not good.
Okay. Well, I hate to do this, but I guess that's sports sometimes. It gets called on account of people got to get promoted to go fight the space war.
Yep.
Do we just want to hold on to these results thus far and maybe come back to this at a later date? Or just roll and see where the dice lay when it comes to the judges in the field?
I don't know. I do need to hustle off.
Yeah, I know.
So,
just save it for the start of next time.
Just save it real quick for the start of next time.
All right, we'll save it for the next time. That works for me.
Yeah.
This has been the Coffin Club. Grin has to go fix a tire. Leave. Leave.
I'm going to leave. Goodbye. Hey, if you like Rakugo, you should read the manga Akane Banashi. It's really good. It's really, really good. Have a good night, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Grin.
Later, Grin. Everybody else. Now that the dork-ass captain is gone, let's keep doing horse adventures. No.
Let's talk shit about Tom Honor.
Let's all talk shit about Tom Honor.
We don't wait for him to be gone to do that.
That's extremely true. Yeah, this has been the Coffin Club. My name is Jess. I've been the GM. That was Grit. He had to go help somebody out. Let's do outros real quick. 69, you got anything to plug?
Not roll dice with friends because it's not been nice to me.
Yeah, I know.
But, no, I don't.
Okay. Pleather, you got anything to say for yourself?
What's important in sports is not whether you win or lose. It's using it as an opportunity to humiliate your enemies.
Yeah, that really is like one of the main tenets of baseball, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Deck, you got anything?
Last week I said you should support your local like tailgate and farmers markets. This week I'm going to add to that. Go support your local movie theaters.
Yeah.
Go find like an art house cinema near you and check out what they've got. You will find some real interesting shit.
Oh, sure. You should absolutely just like pick a movie you wouldn't normally watch most of the time.
Yeah.
That leads to some really fun events. Okay. This has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time, where we will probably just figure out the upsides, downsides, left sides, and right sides of running out of time and not having a clear victor when it comes to capital S sports. But we'll see you then. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Take care, everyone.
Stopping the bear.